So this is the reason why you weren't answering your phone. What am I doing here? Who the fuck was that? Don't change the subject. Don't you fucking dare. Who the fuck was that? Look at me. Look at me. Right in the eyes. And you tell me who she was. You're not sure. Oh no. I've got nothing but time now. Go on. Explain yourself. I don't give a fuck that this is your apartment. You're not getting around this. Uh-huh. Oh. How long have you been seeing her? Of course I'm not mad, silly. Come on in. It's your bedroom, after all. Here. Sit on the bed. Talk to me. I mean, yeah, it was supposed to be a surprise. I just wanted to see you off before your vacation. Something special for my special assistant. But look, you're telling me about her. What's the name of this special young lady? Oh, that's a lovely name. How long have you been seeing each other? Well, not too long. But not too short, either. You look so nervous. Why? You weren't expecting me to be so nice. Me? No, it's okay. Really, I get it. She sounded pretty. Is she? I mean, I'd be surprised if you said no. Actually, do you have a picture of her? You've got to. Of course you do, silly. Come on. Take out your phone. Let me see. I said, let me see. There we go. Hand it on over. Ooh, she is pretty. Look at those cheekbones. Oh, look at you blush. Of course I think she's pretty. She is. I don't play that game of tearing other women down. Neither should you. I'm sure we both have our own unique charms. You still look so nervous. What's going on? Creepy? What? What do you mean? Look, I understand that it's late and that you weren't expecting me, but this was supposed to be a nice surprise for you. How many assistants can say that their boss would do something this thoughtful and unexpected to show their appreciation for them? Oh, come on. We're practically in contact 24/7 to begin with. Wait. Are you serious right now? Are you really freaking out? No, you're freaking out. Your heart is practically thumping out of your chest. It is. Oh my god. Look. I can place my hand on your chest and... Why? Did you just flinch away from me? Stay still. I'm just going to put my hand on your chest and... Wait. Did you guys... My dear. What were you guys planning on doing once you got here? What were you up to before you got here? No, It is my business, especially now. Tell me now, you little slut. Tell me. Yes, I can talk to you this way, my faithful, loyal, darling assistant. You signed the contract. I walked you through it, every step of the way. You agreed that you would not jeopardize your efficiency and efficacy in any way, shape, or form in execution of your duties for me. And I'm making sure. Now tell me, what did you and that pretty little thing get up to before you... You let her do that to you? Oh, don't you fucking... Don't you dare start blubbering about it now. You let her kiss you. You let her grope you. You let her suck your cock. I mean, is that it? I understand she's a fucking whore, but what about... Wait a minute. Lean in. Lean in. Let me smell your breath. That's what her cunt smells like, isn't it? It smells good. Smells like she tastes fucking scrumptious. Don't you say it, unless you want to make this any worse. You know what? Say it. Say what your stupid fucking brain wants to. Tell me her pussy tastes good. That you lapped up her cunt like a thirsty fucking dog. No. That's not fair. Because dogs are faithful. Did you fuck her? Did you get into your car and squirm around like teenagers and fumble around until you managed to get inside of her? Oh, you didn't. And why's that? You better answer me when I'm talking to you. Look at me when you fucking answer. Oh, because people were starting to come around the parking lot. Look at you. Even now, that stupid fucking cock is hard. Straining in your pants. No matter how much you try to hide it with your shirt or shifting your hips away. No, you don't get to fucking hide. Stand up. Stand up right now, slut. Pull down your pants, lift up your t-shirt, pull it behind your head, and stand there, in front of me, almost naked, with your stupid fucking cock straining. I see that whore didn't do a good job of sucking your cock. Looks like she tried, though. Oh, look at where her lipstick stained you. Not even halfway down that poor, throbbing shaft. No, ma'am. Aww. Did you come anyway? Answer. Honestly. No, ma'am. Oh. And why's that? Of course I fucking spoiled you. That seems to be the fucking issue of the night, isn't it? Me spoiling you. You know what? I think beyond everything else, this is what's really, truly pissing me off. I have gone out of my way to do something truly thoughtful and kind and considerate, to express to you my gratitude for how well we've worked together these past 6 months, to reward you for what I thought was your dedication and faithful service. All of those late nights, early mornings, stolen moments in cars and hotels on our business trips, helping me deal with my stress and my very particular needs. Here I am thinking that that would be enough for you. But now, tonight, of all nights, I find out how much of a wanton slut you actually are. I don't want to hear an apology now. It's useless to hear it now. I know you don't mean it. Oh, you do, do you? Shut the fuck up. You don't get to say it. Not anymore. Wait. What are you thanking me for? That's right. For being so thoughtful and understanding and kind. Mm-hmm. For ruining you. Ruining you for other women. Okay, okay. I can believe that. Do you know why? Your cock may be stupid and faithless, but it doesn't lie. Look how much pre-cum is dripping. Go on. Start stroking your cock for me. No, I mean it. Start. I want you to start making yourself feel good. You must be so frustrated right now. You finally gave in to that little whore's advances, and yet you weren't able to find any release with her inept fumblings. Because you're accustomed to so much better. I'm going to back away again and just watch you stroke that cock some more. You're so close to coming already, aren't you? You're jerking that cock faster and harder. You must be so pent up. Those balls aching for release. I didn't tell you to stop. Did I? Why so shy all of a sudden? Is it because I'm taking pictures of you, like this? No. Get back down on your knees. Get your hand back on your cock. Because if you don't, I'll just upload what we have already to her Facebook page. And you can explain why you were so quick to kick her out tonight. To her. To all of her friends. To her family. There we go. Keep stroking. And tell me how much better it feels being put in your place as a dirty little slut than have that whore's mouth around your greedy cock. Look at you, pumping your hips as you do it. Do you want to come? Is that it? Say it. Say it. Louder. No, absolutely not. Get your hand off your cock. Now. Go on. Catch your breath. Place both hands on your thighs. Oh, don't worry. I'm just sending these to myself. That's all. There. Done. Now, tell me, Are you really even going on vacation? I mean, are you really leaving town? Or was this just some ruse to spend more time with that whore? Speak up, now! I see. A little of column A, a little of column B. Well, you're shaking. Let me guess. Your plan was to leave town by yourself first, just in case. She'll meet up with you there in a day or two. And then you could just, well, whatever it is you were trying to get started tonight. That sound about right? You know, I had a whole thing planned for you, for your send-off. I was going to say, oh, my darling assistant, you deserve the time off. You do. You've worked so hard. Let's have one last all-nighter together. You can sleep on the plane. Now? Oh, I'm sending you off. And you're going to enjoy your vacation. You are. You're going to do all the things you want with that pretty little whore, with her pretty little whore cheekbones. You're going to enjoy the sights, the sounds, the food. You're going to dance into the wee hours of the night, hold hands, maybe even hold each other, give each other sweet, gentle kisses, and maybe, just maybe, try and make such sweet and gentle love together. Oh, yes, yes, my dear assistant. You can put your stupid, greedy cock in her with my full blessing. But you're not allowed to come. She doesn't get to have that. Instead, once a day, you're going to take a picture of your hand covered in your cum and send it to me. I'll know if you decide to be the greedy slut I know you can be by how big of a load you've got. And if I even think that you're trying to get away with something, I know her pretty whore face now. I know her name. I have her Facebook, and I have her number. Do we understand each other? Good. Now get back to jerking that cock. I made sure to wear one of your favorite suits tonight. The double-breasted jacket with the pencil skirt, the thigh highs, the Louboutins with these impossible heels. Do you know what I'm wearing underneath? Do you want to guess, or do you want to see? Pinch one of your nipples. Don't you fucking stop jerking that cock. I don't care how close you are. And keep pinching it as I unbutton this jacket. That's it. One button, then the other. There. You can let go as I pull it open. I know how much you love this black, lacy, cupless bra. Get on your knees. No. No, you don't get to step out of those pants yet. Keep them around your ankles. Good boy. Open your slutty mouth as I get up and close the distance between us. Keep your mouth open. Keep jerking that cock. I don't want you to move as I spit into your slutty mouth. And swallow. And what do we say when I gift you with my spit? Thank you, ma'am, indeed. Look at you, on your knees, beating that rock-hard dick, looking up at me as my warm spit courses down your throat. Doesn't this feel better than anything that dumb whore could do for you? Say it. Say it. Yes, that's right. She can't do this to you. She wouldn't even begin to know how. Now, I'm going to fuck your face. I'm going to fuck your face. Hard. Because I can't stand the stench of that whore's pussy on your mouth. Shuffle onto the bed. Get right on your back. Go on. Keep those pants wrapped around your ankles. If only because it amuses me. Move faster, though, like you're eager to be reminded of your fucking place. Good. Now, look at me as I unzip my skirt and shimmy out of it. Look at that garter belt and thigh-high stockings and no fucking panties. As if you deserve my perfect little pussy. Come on. Let's put that tongue to good use. Stick it out. Out, slut. I'm going to crawl over your body. Let you feel the heat of my skin on yours. That graze of my tits against your cock, of course, was no accident. Keep your fucking hands by your side. I didn't say you could touch me. You've got to earn that privilege again before the night is through. But I can touch you now that I'm straddling your face. Keep that tongue out, no matter how rough I use you. You'd better show me how bad you feel for wasting that fucking tongue on that whore. Show me. Yes. Yes. Be a good little slut. And let me use your fucking face. Just like this. Pull your fucking head. Yes. Show me. Show me what you want. Want to please me more than anything. More than that stupid whore. More than breathing. Do, mister. Here. Let me swing my legs from around your face. I want to kiss you. Taste myself on your lips, your cheeks. I soaked your face, didn't I? All you can smell is me. All you can taste is me. As it should be, right? Exactly. There's one more place on your body that has to be purged of that filthy little whore. Don't move. I'm just going to shift down now. And take in the scent of your cock. Yes, seems like you did tell the truth. You two didn't fuck. I appreciate your honesty. I also appreciate what this means. Well, my lipstick certainly stains much, much closer to your base than hers. And I'm only getting warmed up. I'm only reminding you. Of what you're going to be missing for the next 2 weeks. But you'd better not fucking come tonight. I mean it. Or one of those pictures is going out tonight. Do you understand me? I almost feel sorry for you. Feel sorry for her. She didn't stand a chance. Even if she's a whore, there's no way anyone could make you feel as good as I can. You're stupid, greedy, beautiful. Cock agrees. I wonder how much pre-cum you've leaked all night. Your balls must be hurting right now. And it's going to be worse because I won't let you come. Oh, look how you're shuddering for me. This thick, hard cock, soaked and dripping. I want it inside of me. I need it inside of me. Fuck. I'm just going to fuck myself with these two fingers, rub my clit with my other hand, because I know how much you love to watch me do this, and I need something inside of me. I want to ride your cock, bounce on this fat dick. Until I come so fucking hard. But I don't think you'd be able to handle it. I think you wouldn't be able to help yourself. I think you'd ruin your entire fucking life shooting that hot load. You're so desperate to release into my perfect little pussy. Oh, tell me, though, how bad do you want me? How badly do you need me to watch my gorgeous tits bounce as I ride you? To throw my head back in pleasure as I bucked my hips, writing my name with your cock to remind you once and for all who it belongs to. Do you want to hold your cell phone in your hand, your thumb hovering over the send button? Look at me in the eyes as I milk those balls absolutely dry. Take all of that hot cum deep inside for me. As you scream my name, as your thumb presses down. Do you think your shame will make your orgasm all the more intense? Do you think you'll stay hard inside of me as that stupid little whore texts you back crying over how you broke her stupid little whore heart? fuck. Do you think you'll throw me down on the bed and force my legs back, spreading me open and pound my eager pussy until you just can't work those hips anymore? Just coming and sobbing and coming and crying, knowing how completely and utterly fucked you are. And yet, you would do it again and again and again. Oh, my God. You're panting so fucking hard. Your cock is pulsing. Too bad. Take a cold shower. You don't get to come until tomorrow, after you've settled in at your hotel. I will need those pictures. And on that note, my dear, sweet, loyal assistant, I think I'll let you get some rest. I think you've finally earned it. I do hope you and your sweet little lady friend have a wonderful vacation. You'll be missed. And bring me back something fun, like a hat. See you in 2 weeks.